Well, we're at Olin Farms with Mark Etheridge. This is where the journey begins.
So what exactly is happening?
Well, we're putting together a pilot truckload of goods going up to Standing Rock. A lot of the farmers down here were talking, and I think we can definitely understand the motivation that the protectors have up there to lead these kind of gatherings, and we just want to show support, and think what better way than to send up some of the good food that came from us tending the earth in Boulder County, and given our effort down here to have the healthiest soils and healthiest water possible, and just really want to show support. So we're filling a truckload. We put in over 100 pounds of winter squash from the farm today, a bunch of winter radishes, some carrots, some pie pumpkins, and then some of our customers throughout the week at the farm stand donated blankets and gas money and batteries and just supplies to show that they're not alone.
So from here, Olin Farms in Longmont, where are you heading there, Rod Bruski?
Well, tomorrow is the closing day of the Union Station Market, and we have 10 farmers down there. So you can see I got a lot of room in the back of my truck. Mark got us a good start, but my objective is to at least take, I'd like to see 2,000 pounds of food to go up to support our protectors.
And then you're going to be heading then from Union Station up to North Dakota?
Yeah, as soon as about noon at the station, I'm just, you know, I'm going to go around and talk to the farmers. I've already talked to a few of them. I'm going to have my truck up there. We're going to load up, and it's a long drive, so it is a journey, and it's going to be interesting to see what will happen on the way. We're trying to keep it clandestine, not putting it on any social media or anything, because we know Big Brother's probably out there looking at us, because what we're really seeing, in my eyes, in my opinion, is this is really an example of our government corporate oppression, that we're seeing the most marginalized people getting oppressed. And, you know, farmers, you know, it's tough for us to make a living. And it's just they pick on those, the weaker of the class of people, it seems. And I don't want to say they're weak, because they're really strong standing up there. And what's a better way to show our support for them is by sending them delicious, nutritious food, and we're behind them 100%.
Yeah, I could add to that. I agree. I think farmers are in a unique position to really relate to some of those feelings of just watching this national policy, like Rod says, put you on the outskirts of society, where farmers are barely making a living. They've been losing family farms for decades here, and a lot of that has to do with our national food policy and the way that decisions in Washington, D.C. affect people on the ground, and those people that are there working with the earth the most are sometimes are the ones that get affected, and that's what we see in Standing Rock, and that's what we've seen in Boulder County, is as we see more and more chemical influence of corporations bring so much chemicals to our lands, that the ones trying to really do it right and really find ways to build healthy ecosystems are getting marginalized. And I think that's why we relate, and even though we're barely struggling to make it through, we're going to send a whole bunch of food and just donate food to the cause, because I think we're all fighting the same battles.
Well, it is. It's all about sustainability and looking at that seventh generation. And we're looking at, Mark and I both have kids. We're like, we're in a battle. We really are.
Yeah, I mean, you're obviously dealing with fracking and oil and gas extraction issues right here in Boulder County. I mean, I know you personally, Rod.
Yeah, well, we're just seeing again, it's the corporate state that we're looking at. Our federal government is selling the, it's on the backs of the working class and the marginalized people, and it's time to say enough. And we can see what's going on with the election upcoming, and you know, it's going to be interesting to see, because I think they don't realize how progressive everybody is across the country. And it is all about solidarity, that, you know, as far as Black Lives Matters, farmers, Standing Rock, we're all in this together. And as long as we're all fragmented, they'll be able to overtake us. But if we can get that unity and that solidarity, we're going to be a lot stronger than the oligarch.